Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, intern Mark here with you on this Thursday morning. We'll have Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports joining us to begin the 8 o'clock hour for his weekly visit. We'll get into the Titans and all things NFL with him. Talking Titans right now, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025.
Real quick from William from Madison on the text line, he had a best and worst. Thanks for always mentioning the White Sox. We can always mention how much they suck. And by the way, my Tigers are making a little run, six in a row. But his best was the Vanderbilt new beer can logo. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have seen it. Looks cool.
Is it Conquer and Prevail Ale? Bringing back the Mr. Commodore. I must say, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the can. So I perhaps will be able to report back next week on the beer itself.
Yeah.
Cool idea.
It's a cool idea, as you can expect. It found its way on the Vol Twitter.
Oh, boy. What did they do with it?
There was just a whole lot of, well, it's a good thing you guys did that because you're going to need a lot of those watching Vanderbilt football this year.
Nice. So, there you go.
College football. It's back.
Yes.
615-737-1025, our phone number. I got one texted that says, Malik Willis has improved tremendously over the last 3 years. Packers offense fits him a little bit better. Because he's athletic, we'll have a few more quarterback runs if something does happen to Love. Great pickup by the Packers. Great opportunity to learn from LaFleur. This is from an unnamed texter on the text line.
A lot of greats. The only thing you were missing, great opportunity to learn from the great LaFleur. That's how Robbie would fix your sentence.
Yeah.
So, hey, good for Malik. He's got an opportunity. There were different questions yesterday for Rand Carthon. I think Terry McCormick was like, is it this or is it this? And he's like, no, it's neither of those. Basically, just thought he earned an opportunity. I mean, I will kind of agree with PK on the whole, you know, they framed it as a competition, but it really was not.
It was never a competition.
I mean, yeah.
And we talked about that at the time.
I mean, the reps tell you, you know, again, it's just like 5 years ago. Sometimes it feels like more, doesn't it? But 5 years ago, people talking about a Tannehill-Mariota competition. It's like, well, Tannehill has had zero reps with the ones. How would he be competing for the starting job if he only runs with the twos?
But he ended up being the starter, so you were wrong.
Well, yes, exactly. That's exactly like Kuharsky had fake news on the Arden Key. It turned out that he's not suspended, so it was wrong. Yeah, so, but in all seriousness, yeah, Willis was getting the threes reps, and I'm excited to watch him there. Maybe keep taking steps. He could be a good backup. He could be a guy who at some point could.
I mean, hopefully, play some good football.
I know you don't want him on the field, and of course, who wants backups on the field? And Stilley tried to hey, name your top 10 backups if you don't think Mason Rudolph's good. You know, and
I know I was going to ask you about that. Like, are you too much of a Mason Rudolph Bobo? Like, how do we feel?
Well, first of all, they played the thing where I'm like, what is he, like top three? And then we went through it, and I think I put him like six, right, or something like that. So, again, it's that's actual fake, you know, dishonest commentary. But I don't think I am too much of – I think he's – like Caroline asked the question, where is he among QB2s? And I said I think I'm confident in saying he's top 10. And then I had Jared start – okay, list me 10 better. I mean, like four of the guys he listed are laughable. Three are laughable. I mean,
He said Case Keenum.
Yeah, he said Case freaking Keenum. I mean, just stop it. He's like, Mac Jones led the NFL in quarterback rating in the preseason. Oh, really?
Good for him.
Rudolph went 3-1 last year. And luckily, I got TD. TD's like, he helps me so much. He's like, hey, don't forget this, don't forget this, whenever I'm yelling at Jared. But I mean, he's 8-4-1 as a starter.
I didn't know TD was your statistician.
TD is
in the Jared versus Joe argument.
TD knows that I need help.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But yeah, Mason Rudolph was a good signing from the start. And again, for me, it's not just that he's playing well. He has really picked it up. Go back to the spring. If we're gonna play audio clips of each other all day, I mean, you can find stuff of me saying, yeah, Rudolph kind of looks crappy out there. And it's not that at all. He's kind of caught fire. He's clicked in with the offense. If they had to go to Mason Rudolph, they'd have a chance to win a football game. And a lot of teams in this league cannot say that about their backup quarterback. So take that for what it's worth it. But backup quarterbacks in this league, in a lot of cases, are rough, which is how your Packers trade and give up something for Malik Willis. I mean, Exhibit A.
Yeah. I mean, their situation is particularly bad. And look, I am interested to see how Willis continues to progress there. Lance on the text line. All Rashad Weaver did was rush straight up the field 95% of the time. He had 1.5 moves at best. We talked about the Weaver roster cut earlier in the show. I'm interested to see. I mean, I'm sure he'll probably land somewhere else. Like, he's been in the league long enough to where he'll land somewhere coming up. I'm interested to see if he does anything in his next stop. I mean, it just ended so abruptly here. We talked about the timeline of it. Like, it really did in about a 4-week span go from, well, looks like Arden Key's going to be suspended, Rashad Weaver's going to be the starter, to now he's not on the football team, which is a pretty wild – I mean, I'm sure something like that's happened before. That's a pretty wild transformation of his status in about a 4-week span.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I think Rashad Weaver's a great example of – because I watched a fair amount of him in college, and he was great. And I think he's a great example of sometimes you have guys at that level – and it's still Power 5 football. You're still, in a lot of cases, going against guys who will also be in the NFL. But their speed and their power is enough at that level that they can just dominate without having to have a lot of moves. He doesn't have a lot of lateral quickness and stuff like that, right? It's a good analysis of him. He doesn't have a lot of moves. Then you get to this level, and you got to have more than that, you know? And some guys find it or have it, and some guys don't. Sometimes you're just a little bit too strong and fast for anybody at that level, and you get to this, and you have to develop more than that. It just hasn't happened for him. So I think he'll be on a team somewhere, but he's a guy. He's a guy in the league.
I got a text that says, Joe Rexroad, leader of the Boohoo Rudolph crew. Maddie says, you forgot Mac's appropriate title. Pro Bowl quarterback who led the preseason in QB rating.
Oh, that's right.
The full title.
Thank you. I just the dishonest arguments when you, again, have a bad take. If you have a bad take, own your bad take.
I mean, I'm trying to think backup quarterbacks, just really off the top of my head, that I think are clearly better than Rudolph. Fields, if you consider him a backup, I think clearly better. Jake Browning, with the way he played last year, I think you have to put him in the conversation.
And you brought him up the other day, and I was like, okay, yeah, I might do that. I might go with him.
I mean, if Jimmy G is healthy, he's probably better.
I'll do that.
Than Mason Rudolph. And I'm going down kind of just the list in my head here.
You mentioned Fields?
Yeah, Fields.
Winston?
I think is – well, certainly –
it's close, man.
It depends on, like, what Jameis are you getting. Is he turning the ball over left and right? Because if so, like, there does reach a point –
you don't want that in your backup quarterback.
There reaches a point with Jameis of, like, diminishing returns. He'll make some plays for you, but he'll also turn the football over.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, Stilley's out here throwing, like, oh, panics. Okay.
That was probably the dumbest one he said.
Incredibly dumb. I'm Tyrod Taylor. I would rather have Mason Rudolph right now than Tyrod Taylor at this point. I understand, again – like Jared said, that's a guy who has been a starter for a playoff team. Yes, that has happened in the past. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's been around a little bit.
Yes.
Who are you taking, Tyrod Taylor or Mason Rudolph?
I'll go Rudolph.
How about Wentz? He went Wentz wagon, too.
If Wentz is healthy, I'd probably go Wentz.
Okay.
But it's close.
Sam Howell, the greatest quarterback Jared's ever seen.
I think he did say he did look good at the joint practices, apparently. I'd go Rudolph.
I mean, again, we're getting into Nick Mullins territory now. Yeah. Maybe it's not a stretch to say that you would take Davis Mills.
I would definitely
Mills.
Take Davis Mills over Mason Rudolph.
But, like, I think top 10, if you're being honest, is easily true.
I got a text that say they would take Dobbs over Rudolph. I would not. I would go Mason Rudolph.
I would not either. I would not at all. I like Joshua Dobbs a lot, and you have to root for the guy. And he makes some tremendous plays. He did a great job when he came in here in a pinch and just had to just go out there and, hey, play the Cowboys and then play the Jags for the division. But, no. In last year, good for him to get his starting opportunity, and then you saw what happened. I would take Mason Rudolph over Joshua Dobbs. I'm sorry.
Skyler says, Jameis sucks. He's just hilarious. Easy. First off, he is hilarious.
He is hilarious. He doesn't suck, but yeah, I don't want the QB2 where it's that much of an adventure. So I'm taking Mason.
Cleveland's not getting rid of Jameis. They talked about it.
What is the deal? Love him. Why was he in trade talks?
I don't know. I guess because
have they not noticed that Watson hasn't even been able to practice and that he also might suck?
He also is terrible, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jameis is going anywhere. I think Jameis may have to start a few games for Cleveland this year at some point.
That's one of the most puzzling headlines I saw recently, because it's like, what are you going to do then? Who else do they have there?
And what's that guy's name? He played for him a little bit last year.
The Notre Dame kid still there?
Dorian Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's who, I mean.
ETR?
That was a disaster last year. They went to Flacco.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
What about Cooper Rush?
Maybe Jameis. Yeah, you know what? I don't hate that. I can buy that. I can buy Cooper Rush.
Okay.
But he's still easily top 10.
David says Chicago's backup is good. Is he?
Tyson Bagent, is he? Okay, I'll take Mason Rudolph.
So Brissett?
You're turning him into a Mason Rudolph homer.
Brissett's
the
starter. We got breaking news in the NFL. The Patriots have named Jacoby Brissett starting quarterback.
Which means Drake May is the backup. So I guess, and that's where it gets into this, you know.
Joe Milton.
Yeah, Joe Milton is on the team, right?
I think so.
They kept him on the active,
sure.
I think.
Sure.
How are you not following
I have
Joe
not
Milton?
Kept up with Patriots cuts.
Yeah, but it's Joe Milton.
I know.
It's all the VFL.
Apparently, they
have
Austin Hooper. So, just figured that out with the highlight.
Is that right?
Played. Apparently so.
Okay.
So, good for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Titans coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
You talked about how difficult the decision-making process would be. How do you feel like you navigated all of that as the head coach to arrive at, I guess, your first version of the 53-man?
Yeah, it was thankfully I have a lot of help. You know, that's the cool part is Rand and his staff and our coaching staff and the people that evaluate these players and pour into these players. And, you know, you have opinions about what we need and where we need to go. And that part was really, really smooth. I think everything about how we went through our process from the time that I've gotten here until now has been collaborative, and it was no different. In this process. And so Rand and I delivered the news together to all the players, which I thought was the right thing to do. And that was worked out really well, both positive and negative news. And didn't feel any different than anything else has felt since I've gotten here. So that part I think is really positive, and I enjoy that part because we got a lot of people that are good at their jobs, and we let them do it.
That's Brian Callahan yesterday. Can I hold a vote? Can we outlaw collaboration in all forms of that word just from here on out, moving forward from Titans press conferences?
To be fair to Brian Callahan,
he wasn't here
when all that became the
I'm
buzzword.
I'm not trying to blame him. You know. I'm just saying, can we just make it an edict moving forward that we just don't use that anymore?
Okay, so then what's the alternative word? If you're not allowed to use that word, then what word would you like? Because, I mean, sometimes it is what it is, right? Partnering?
Okay. Yes.
Cooperation?
We cooperated.
Okay.
Worked together.
I think collaborative is okay, but collaboration, that specific word, is the one that just got just bashed into our brains.
It did.
You know what I mean?
It did.
So
I'm glad they're working
again,
together, though.
That predated Cali.
I'm not trying to
Cali,
blame.
As Stilly calls him.
Cali?
I think Stilly calls him Cali. Yeah.
Is it Cali and like Big Coach? Is that what we're doing?
Big Cali? Is it Big Cali?
Big Cali.
Big Cali and Little Cali?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't need to
Who's the first person to call him Cali in a press conference this year? I'm rooting for
Has
Kuharsky.
It happened?
I don't know. It's not going to be Kuharsky, but I would root for that heavily because we'd never let it go.
I'm going Andrew. Give me Andrew. Give me 1-2 odds on Andrew.
Andrew, keep a safe distance from Jeffrey Simmons and don't call the coach Cali. Yeah.
Maddie says, I win the Dundee for most accurate Bobo take of the week because, yes, Maddie has Mason 9 or 10 on the list. Thank you. Also, can I just read Mark from Ashland City? You know, I think sometimes sometimes texters come with excellent analysis and just really good insight
yep.
that we need to deliver to the program.
To highlight.
So Mark from Ashland City says, I couldn't text during the segment, but my worst in sports is Jared's win on Jared versus Joe yesterday. Absolutely rigged because of the Mason Rudolph question. Also, the complete inability to understand context is incredible. Thank you, Mark.
Well, somebody else
could not agree more.
Jared thought Kenny Pickett was an MVP candidate last year.
Why didn't I bring that up?
Would he take Pickett over Rudolph? Honestly, when he said that, his opinions on quarterbacks are all null and void. Now, to be fair, I'm sure we've all had some spicy takes on quarterbacks out there.
Well, exactly. But the point is, we're talking about people now, and so you're going to go back a few years to what somebody thought of somebody, and then that's your evidence now? Like, what? What? It's just, again, it's like there are some
Keenum
of these things.
Was an NFC Championship quarterback. In
that is true.
2017, yeah. Whatever that was.
Yep. That did happen. I mean, Dan Fouts, buddy, Pro Bowler. Dan Fouts lit it up. So why isn't he QB2-1?
Neil O'Donnell?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's in town. Why isn't he suiting up? Yeah, it's just like some of these things are not that difficult. And yet some people want to make them difficult just to go brain pretzel because their takes are bad. Anyway.
Good to have Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph's a good backup
quarterback. We've now reached the point of the year where you hope you see him again next preseason.
Yeah, exactly. I'm inching into NWI territory with my admiration for Mason Rudolph. So, you know.
You're not going to find a bigger Rudolph NWI fan than Rex Road.
I mean, Rudolph to NWI. Actually, we saw a lot of that this camp. NWI running with the twos, Rudolph with the twos. It was a pretty good connection. I will tell you.
Just throwing it out there. By the way, some other NFL news. So, Jacoby Brissett has been named the starting quarterback for the Patriots. Russell Wilson has been named the starting quarterback for Pittsburgh. Did not, when he was on the stage yesterday, the podium, take the opportunity to say, Pittsburgh, let's weld. Huge missed opportunity for him.
God, that'd be amazing.
He is. I don't think that's going to go very well. That's just my guess. It's Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh, you know, Tomlin always finds a way to be competitive. So, I mean, you can do worse than Russell Wilson. I would argue they have done worse than Russell Wilson with Kenny Pickett. But I don't see that lasting very long as him as a starter.
It's really interesting because the way Pittsburgh wants to play, you figure Russ is probably the better choice, which is probably why he's a choice, right? I mean, Mike Tomlin is definitely the Vrabel school of defensive coach, and we'll win 17-13, and we're not going to turn it over and all that stuff and play field position. With Justin Fields, it's a whole lot more feast or famine.
Yeah,
I would personally, if I have to watch a Pittsburgh Steelers game this year, I would much rather watch it with Justin Fields at quarterback than Russell Wilson. But yeah, I don't know. It's amazing to think about how wide the swings have been with Russell Wilson just in the last couple of years. We've been on this show. We've talked about, is he the best player in the NFL? That has happened while this show has been in existence. Is he the MVP? Is he the best player in the NFL? Holy crap, what an incredible trade for the Broncos. Are they a contender? Yeah. And now, how the heck is he starting in the NFL?
Pretty dramatic swing
from
that guy. In a very short amount of time.
It goes fast. Things happen fast in this league.
Robert in Spring Hill says, hey, Ryan Tannehill could be a good backup somewhere. He could.
Well, he won't be a backup somewhere. But right now, I will call a shot. Ryan Tannehill will be in the NFL this year.
Ooh.
And I don't know where.
Will he start games?
Well, yeah, because the answer
is. Will he start playoff games?
I don't know about all that. I mean, but the thing is, I don't think he's going to a team other than a situation like Cleveland last year, like where it's like, yeah, actually, they have a good enough team that you can get in the playoffs with them, which is what Flacco did, came off the couch, and it all went well until the actual playoffs. That's my prediction. Someone's going to get hurt. A team that's good enough to be in the playoffs, which is like if Gardner Minshew gets hurt, I don't think we'll see Ryan Tannehill. Because they stink. But at some point, we will see them.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Plus 1 point on the Titans. That I think is pretty interesting heading into the season that we'll get to coming up next. Tune in to 93.3 FM. Totally Hits Nashville this Saturday for MTSU football. The Blue Raiders opening up the season at home in Derek Mason's debut. Taking on Tennessee Tech, pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Coverage also available on the 93.3 FM Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Sounds take on Charlotte. Pregame at 5:50, first pitch at 6:04. With coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Sounds Baseball presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also, make sure you tune in this Saturday to 102.5, 106.3 The Game for some Vanderbilt football. Commodores starting off their season at home against Virginia Tech. Pregame at 9:30, kickoff at 11 o'clock. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. We are taking your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, I'm looking at this team heading into the year. And look, we've talked so much about roster decisions. Bottom line is, most of these decisions they've made over the last few days aren't going to impact this team this year. Like Malik Willis is now the backup at Green Bay. He would have been the third quarterback here had they decided to keep him. Likelihood is he never plays, never sees the field. Narveson, we'll see. That one's interesting to me in terms of, is he going to turn into a long-term answer at kicker for the Packers? And did the Titans pass up maybe the chance to have an answer long-term at the kicker position? That one's intriguing to me. We'll wait and see how it goes. But I still feel good about this year's team with Nick Folk, given the way that he kicked a year ago. So, you know, the last couple weeks here, so much gets made of who's going to make the team, who's not going to make the team, what's the roster construction going to look like. And the bottom line is, it doesn't really change the equation all that much for the actual NFL team this year, because we've known for a long time the main guys and who they're going to be on this team. Having said that, I do look at the defensive side of the ball right now. With Ernest Jones coming in, who, by the way, did speak yesterday, you got the Ernest Jones situation alongside Kenneth Murray. And by the way, Kenneth Murray named a captain on the team, which I think kind of speaks to some things we've heard coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I still look at that group and I say, I like the athleticism. I like the aggressiveness that we think we're going to see in terms of blitzing. I still wonder, even with the addition of Diggs, the addition of Adams, now Molden is gone, you've got Jones up the middle, you've got Murray up the middle, are the Titans still vulnerable in the passing game trying to defend the middle of the field? That I think is still a big question mark for this team heading into the year. And if so, how vulnerable? How vulnerable are they in pass coverage over the middle of the field? And you got to include McCreary in there too, right? Like, he's going to play the nickel. He's going to play the slot. But how big of a concern do you think that should be for the Titans on the defensive side of the ball heading into the year?
Yeah, look, if you go by the advanced stats, you've got inside linebackers, and that's not their strength. You go by the eyeball test. First of all, I like a lot of what we've seen from Kenneth Murray, and it matches up with – I mean, it's not like he never made plays with the Chargers. He did, but it didn't all click for him there. There's been a lot of talk about the scheme change, so we'll see. I mean, I think it does seem to suit him. And I mean, if you watch Ernest Jones, that guy makes plays. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And by the way, on the Ernest Jones front, I thought Rand Carthon laid it out pretty clearly in terms of the knee thing yesterday, like even his relationship with the Rams medical people and things like that. I mean, it's a good point, the fact that when you're someone who has been in an organization and you have, like, real friendships, not just, hey, what can you tell me about this? That, you know, that's why a lot of these deals do happen between people who used to work with each other, right? Because it's like, I actually trust that person.
There's a trust level, yeah.
And I felt, after Rand Carthon talked about it yesterday, I felt more confident that the knee is not a huge deal. But, yeah, it's still – that's not his strength either, so how does that look? Another thing Carthon said yesterday, which kind of goes along with this discussion, is the fact that Denard Wilson, you know, has liked to play three safeties. We know that they have those options, so can they come up with something, maybe involving Jamal Adams, that involves that? Because, like, again, I understand Jamal Adams not – you don't want him in the deep part of the field covering, but – I think that at the second level, you can feel fine with him covering
people. I mean, I would hope so.
My goodness.
If not, yeah, right. Then I don't really know what's going on.
Is he going to be a defensive end next? What are we doing here, you know?
Jamal, we need you to exclusively rush the passer.
Yeah,
That's the only thing you're doing here.
What about nose tackle? Are you more of a two-gap guy or a one-gap guy at nose tackle? Jamal, what do you think? So I think
Devondre, move aside.
Yeah, exactly.
Here comes Jamal Adams.
Devondre on the edge, Jamal in the interior. You know, I think they at least have, you know, different things they can do there. They don't have, because obviously a lot of teams have a linebacker who, I mean, think about like the Niners and their backers and how versatile they do everything great. Like a lot of teams have like a linebacker who is good in coverage. I mean, David Long Jr. here, pretty good in coverage, you know, and that was kind of his role if you're going to dispatch someone in that way, deploy someone in that way. So, yeah, I think it's a fair question, and Quandre Diggs has been a very good player in the league. He's been in the league a long time, too.
Yep.
I know Amani Hooker's good. Different scheme, but I think Amani Hooker is pretty scheme, not scheme dependent as a player. He's health dependent, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I think if they're healthy, they at least have answers. But like you said earlier, I mean, Jamal Adams also isn't practicing right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult for me to get to. Well, I know injuries have been a problem for Jamal Adams basically for the last 4 years, but they're not going to be this year. I mean, we talked about that when they signed it. Like, it's hard for me to buy that. I can't really get there. Now, can you get 12 games out of him? Can you get 13 games out of him in a 17-game season? Like, if you told me right now the Titans got 13 games out of him, I'd sign up for that. And I know people want more than that, but I would sign up for 13 games of Jamal Adams right now. Because
100%.
I mean, the recent history shows you may not get that.
I mean, I think with any of these guys, and I know like if you say that about Snead, boy, that is four games where you don't have your best corner. But I think with just about any of these guys, 13 is a heck of a lot better than it could be.
Ed asking the question, is this the most talented roster you've seen for this team, at least from the starters? It's from Ed.
What? No, how about the roster that had Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown and Taylor Lewan and Danico Autry and Jeff Simmons and Kevin Byard and what? No.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ryan Tannehill, Bud Dupree.
Julio Jones, a lot of talent.
Julio, I mean, yeah, and obviously he didn't work out at all. But no, this is not the most talented. The roster of the 2021 team was absolutely more talented than this. This team, I would say, is more talented at corner than that team. But, no, I mean, Danico Autry was a heck of a football player. David Long Jr. was a heck of a football player.
Yeah. Definitely not as good at edge.
That's why that team was the number one seed in the AFC despite losing their best player. Ed, does happy hour start at 7 a.m.?
I mean, look, in Ed's defense, they do have Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, two very talented players.
Okay.
Burks is talented. I mean, it's about talent. Burks is talented.
Well, first of all, you're
Pollard
saying
is talented.
Starters. Yeah, I'm not saying they're not talented, but I think this
Levis has got plenty of talent.
Yeah. I mean, again, right now and the league could be wrong, we could be wrong, but I mean like this is a team that's not projected to make the playoffs and is, you know, seven. I mean, right now, our guy, Austin Mock, has him at 6.8 when he ran a million simulations. That team, I don't know. I guess probably everybody still picked the Colts back. No, actually, the Titans were actually picked in 21.
I believe they were.
In 21, yes. They were picked to win the division.
Especially after they got
They got the one seed. Yeah. That was a significantly more talented team. Now, that was the 20 draft and the 21 draft. We're sending them to where they are now, which is trying to rebuild their roster. And they've done a good job this offseason of adding talent. There's no doubt.
Would your answer change?
But I think we're not being mean enough to Ed.
Would your answer change if Mason Rudolph was the starting quarterback?
Well, now that's an earth-shaking move. I'm sure it'll happen at some point. About a month or so. He'll take over. I'm kidding.
Got a text that says, did you guys just call Ryan Tannehill talent? There was a baseline of talent. He was first round pick.
Yeah, I mean
he was not a total scrub out there.
Yeah, what? I don't want to.
I just feel like this sets you up every time.
No, this I'm now pivoting to next segment. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I'll 615. Save it. Yeah, thanks.
737-1025 is our phone number. We will have the Rex Ramp with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 8:00. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans, his thoughts on some moves the Titans have made, and headlines around the NFL as well. All that coming up. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Lord, I've seen what you've done for me, and I want the same for me. Please, swing at me, Jeff. Swing at me.
Skip Rex Road.
You both have had some doozies today. Like Jared saying the Titans are going to win 5 games. Like, you think they're going to win fewer games than they did last season with a last place schedule and Will Levis in his second season?
Well, so here's so Derek is saying
secondary.
So
Derek has
right
said the same thing.
You cannot wear that jersey. You cannot like that
you
person.
You can do whatever you want.
You cannot have green eggs and ham.
You can do whatever you want, but it's dumb.
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrod.
That's all just from the last couple days.
It is.
Wow.
A lot of fodder going on.
Providing
right
lots
now
of great sound bites. So
I
proud.
I will say the you cannot have green eggs and ham did make me chuckle yesterday. That was good.
When I see you back away from the mic and laugh, I know that I've hit on one,
one
right there. Yeah, thank you.
And Kuharski just didn't break stride. He just kept going.
You didn't can, but it's dumb. You can.
Didn't even appreciate the comedic genius.
I know. He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't laugh at my jokes. But thankfully, you do sometimes.
I do.
So, I guess I'll do a smorgasbord because now it's just coming at me from all angles, okay? First of all, yeah, the Tannehill thing, guys. Can we just stop this? I don't want to sit here and talk about the greatness of Ryan Tannehill. I really don't. It's like the texter's like, don't get baited, Rex. And I'm like, you know I will get baited. You know that I will get baited.
There will be never in either the history or the future of radio programming a bigger hype show for the combination of Ryan Tannehill and Mason Rudolph than we're getting ready to put out there today.
Between them, how many Super Bowls could you win?
Oh, boy.
But again, it's like, it's been from like very, like YouTube and the radio chat today, it's like anytime he comes up, I have to ignore it. But, like, here's a texter, okay, who will not name him or herself, and I don't blame you with these takes. Says, only people in Nashville think Tannehill's a good QB, you know, with the laughing emoji, which is like, okay, whatever, I'm rolling my eyes. But then I'm looking at the previous text from this person, which is, why is Treylon Burks still on this team? Someone screamed at us in the YouTube chat about that. Yeah. So let me pivot from Tannehill because I really don't want to talk about Tannehill anymore. I can't do it. He was a good quarterback. He was a Pro Bowl quarterback, that right? Like Mac Jones, also Pro Bowl. I know that doesn't necessarily always mean something. Ryan Tannehill was a legit 33 touchdown, 5 interception, 3,800 yard. He had the best combination of yards per attempt and completion percentage since Joe Montana. Blah, 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 blah. Did he benefit from what was around him? Heck yes, he did. Just like Jared Goff does now, top 10 quarterback in the NFL per the GMs. And if Ryan Tannehill was with the Detroit Lions the last couple of years, he would be right now top 10. He'd be tier 2, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. You're going to make me do this? I wasn't going to throw out some hot take, but it's true. So there's that. Also, this Burks stuff. Well, what do you mean? What you want the Titans to cut him right now? What's the financial fallout of that? Because, yes, Coy, who's just trying to make me have a heart attack, the cap is real. Maybe Jared has a point. Yeah, we all have a point, those of us who, you know, have any idea what's going on, that the cap is flexible. I think people are seriously messing with me now.
A 9-minute run.
Now, Jared is texting me, and actually I agree with Jared on the Ed take on the most talented roster. He's like, yeah, how about, you know, McNair and Eddie George and Javon Kurse and little Keith Bullock. And
Albert Haynesworth.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But I will take it easy on Ed. Thank you, Ed. He's on a 4-day college tour with his son. He said go easy. So I forgive you. But I do not forgive you, Coy. Am I going to scream at you at the fantasy draft next week? Wow, the Bronze. You can. I want. If this is something that you believe in, Coy, then I want you to go look. All the math is there. Like, everything they did is available on the internet, okay? And if it was fake, where you could just do this forever and ever with no limit, then I promise you owners in this league would make that happen.
The amount of times that Tannehill just comes up on our text line, it's just unbelievable. It's like lighting a fuse every time that he comes up.
And the thing that's crazy, I mean, this look at this person. Tannehill is Bortles. Okay, that's dumb. Tannehill tops the list of Rex Road gaslighting. I'm not gaslighting. Like, guys, he blew it in the playoffs. He absolutely blew it, and that's on him. But you didn't watch him play at all prior to that?
He's second best quarterback in Titans history. I feel like we've established that. I mean, it's not particularly close. Now, you could say that that's a commentary on Titans quarterbacks, and yeah, it probably sure is to a certain degree.
Sure.
And you're hoping that that Will Levis quickly enters into that discussion, but my goodness. You've thrown it out there, and it's a good question, and it's going to be worth monitoring. When is the next time the Titans will get quarterback play to the level of Tannehill at the top of his game here? And I don't know the answer. You hope it's Levis. It may not be.
I don't know. But that is a high level of quarterback play, whether you like it or not. Like, I agree with what Glenn – Jason and Clark's are a long fuse, I know. Yep. But I agree with Glenn from Greenbrier. He says, right or wrong, Tannehill will always be remembered for his three picks against the Bengals. Absolutely, I agree with that. No, I mean, look, he had it to a certain point, and that day destroyed an incredible opportunity for this team to go to the Super Bowl. I think this team at home against Kansas City – would have had a really good chance to win that game based on how they kind of consistently matched up with them in that stadium. They blew it. That's why John Robinson was crying in front of us at the combine and why it's all different now, right? Like, it goes back to that day. But, like, I think some people think it just it's like Men in Black. You know, you drew the memory thing, and then all the stuff that happened prior to that didn't happen. It did happen. This is a stupid conversation, and it keeps coming up, and I just can't understand it. And then, is it the same people who are like, man, Mariota got screwed? I mean, still he said that. The Titans let Mariota down. Yeah. He was actually a great quarterback, and the Titans ruined him. Well, I don't think that's true either.
No.
Ryan Tannehill was a much better quarterback than Marcus Mariota.
Breaking
this is
news.
Not controversial.
Breaking news. I mean, also, like, just quickly on the Burks stuff. There's no reason to cut Traylon Burks. Like, I don't. There's no reason to cut Traylon Burks. Now, that doesn't mean that you commit long term to him.
No.
But there's no reason to cut Traylon Burks.
You've right committed now. Your first round pick. There's the financial aspect of it. But also, again, he's also your fourth receiver, and he's going to have to play this year. He's gonna going play, to play. He's going to play even when they have everybody, and then someone's going to get hurt, and he's really going to have to play. And I think he's got a chance to make a contribution, not be a breakout star, but he's a talented player. And why would you cut that? Oh, and by the way, all the takes are coming out. All the takes are coming out. I have to read. Do I have time? Do I have time to read this
quickly
from Randy? Because this is also this belongs. I mean, the Mount Rushmore is more like a it's like a family photo. Okay, but Randy says, I sent this to Jared yesterday. He wouldn't read it. He says, the training staff is no more responsible for the different injuries than the equipment staff are responsible for a broken shoelace or grass stains ending up on a uniform. Thank you. Time to move on to something else. So I'm assuming this means Jared was talking about the trainers again yesterday. Unless you want to go back to each training staff over the last 25 years, compare number and types of injuries. Next time I go to my doctor and she says, your cholesterol's a little high. You got to maybe cut some weight. You know, you're fired. I should be in great shape, doctor. It's your fault. Seriously.
This has been the Long Fuse with Joe Rexroad. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.